From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. president is expected to focus on reconciliation today. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to issue an appeal for a more unified nation during a speech this afternoon in the western city of Reno. In prepared remarks to be delivered to the National Convention of the American Legion, a wartime veterans group, Trump says it is time to heal the wounds that have divided us and to seek a new unity based on the common values that unite us. The president is also expected to say we are one people with one home and one flag. The speech comes a day after Trump used a speech in Phoenix, Arizona, to lash out at the media again for its coverage of his response to the deadly violence at a recent protest organized by neo-Nazis and white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia.
This is a very serious
Today, the president recapped his Phoenix appearance in a Twitter post with yet another attack on the media. He said, last night in Phoenix, I read the things from my statements in Charlottesville that the fake news media didn't cover fairly. People got it, he said. The tone of Trump's speeches have been known to vary greatly over brief periods, as it did when he delivered an address Monday on his long-awaited military strategy in Afghanistan. The speech struck a conciliatory tone, with Trump proclaiming the U.S. must return to a country that is not at war with itself at home. Meanwhile, a top U.N. body on racial discrimination has taken an unusual step in calling on the United States to unequivocally and unconditionally reject hate speech and crimes following the far-right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. This is VOA News. Angolans cast ballots today in the first election in decades that doesn't include longtime President José Eduardo dos Santos. The ruling party is widely projected to maintain power, but some voters have made clear they are casting ballots for a change. VOA's Anita Powell has more from Luanda.
On Wednesday, Angola's retiring president did something he hasn't done in decades. He voted for someone else. Just after 9 a.m. local time, President José Eduardo dos Santos shuffled slowly into a side entrance of Luanda's polling station 1047. After dos Santos cast his ballot, he and his entourage slowly walked out. He did not speak to the press and ignored VOA's question about whom he voted for. But dos Santos previously made his choice clear. I am here, he told this massive crowd during the final pre-election rally of the ruling People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, to support our candidate. And it's likely his chosen successor, Defense Minister João Lourenço, will prevail. Officials have said results are expected the day after the election. Anita Powell, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
The U.S. Navy has dismissed the commander of the 7th Fleet after several collisions involving warships, including one Monday that killed 10 U.S. sailors. The commander was due to retire in January, but his departure was moved up after the USS John S. McCain became the second U.S. guided missile destroyer to collide with a commercial vessel in as many months. The White House released a statement of condolences, adding that the Defense Department will conduct a thorough and complete investigation of the incident. In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet. Yemeni security officials say the Saudi-led coalition has carried out airstrikes, hitting a small hotel near the capital of Sana'a and killing dozens of Shiite Houthi rebels and civilians. The officials say an estimated number of 60 have been killed in the strikes Wednesday morning. It was not immediately clear why the coalition jets targeted the hotel, which is located in Arhab, some 35 kilometers or 22 miles north of Sana'a. Chinese and Russian officials have expressed objections to sanctions the United States imposed Tuesday against several companies for allegedly supporting North Korea's nuclear program. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman, Hua Chunying, said at a news briefing the sanctions are not helping U.S.-China cooperation on efforts to rein in North Korean nuclear activity. She said the United States should immediately correct its mistake and reiterated China's calls for restraint and dialogue to resolve the situation with North Korea.
That's the latest world news from VOA.